Now, it's lovely to see Bishop Martin as we approach another of the sequence of years, and the year of the New Testament beckons.
Yes, and the old year of the Old Testament has prepared us now for how we might see Jesus. We've seen him shadowed in all sorts of ways in the Old Testament, and now we're hoping to meet him in himself as he speaks and talks, heals and ministers, dies and rises again.
I remember you saying with your fellow bishops that it is difficult when you go to some churches and you never hear the Old Testament read. Very often it's just the epistle and the gospel. Do you hope that one of the things that will continue is that the Old Testament is read more often, looking back at 2023?
Absolutely. So it's like looking, we look at Jesus as we hear him spoken of in the New Testament, and in our minds there are echoes of other stories. Joseph sold into slavery, and yet released to bring hope to his people. Isaac, the beloved son, bound as the sacrifice. All these stories, we hope, echo into and add layers of meaning and significance when we meet Jesus in the New Testament.
And as we approach 2025, which we'll talk about in a minute, it's very important our schools are involved in this, isn't it? Because the New Testament is possibly used more in schools than the Old, but getting people to read their Bibles, biblical literacy, from a very early age, it's a huge issue, isn't it?
It's a very big issue. And of course, we are, to a certain extent, helped by having two celebrations, Christmas, the birth of Jesus, Easter, the death and resurrection of Jesus. And I hope the New Testament will help us to put those great festivals much more clearly in the minds of our children in school. And then also to for them to say, so what did Jesus do? Why is he so important? And to look at the stories, which, of course, form a big part of our cultural life. You know, the term a good Samaritan is the gift of a story he gives us.
You've been a priest and bishop for many years. How has New Testament kind of scholarship and the importance of the New Testament changed during your time?
Many years ago, as you point out, when I studied the New Testament at university, we were still looking very much at the way in which the modern scholarship was analysing who wrote which bits, where they'd come from, etc. And it felt a little bit bloodless, if I may say so. I think we've got over that now. We understand how we can do that sort of analysis, and it's helpful in many respects. But we've now moved on to see the way in which across the centuries, the New Testament has been read and seen through a number of different lenses, all of which have a way of enriching the text. So we're hearing how the early Christians read this. We're hearing how in the medieval world, the Christians read it and depicted it in their churches and stained glass. We're hearing how the reformers then stripped away some of the kind of, the over-elaboration and wanted to get back to something that was simple. All of these new ways of reading the New Testament through a series of lenses, I think are very helpful.
Now, you say a series of lenses. Last year, you looked at some excellent scholars to provide reflections for the Lent course. This year, Dr. Earl Collins and yourself have worked together on producing a wonderful series of reflections from clergy in the diocese.
Yeah.
Looking at Jesus as Lord, using the Book of Common Prayer and other ways. How excited are you about the Lent course?
Well, it's a wonderful statement of faith from the practitioners, those people who are themselves teaching the faith of Jesus Christ and using the New Testament as a way of saying to people, come and meet this person. Recently I was meeting some young people who were exploring faith, and they talked warmly about their encounter with Jesus Christ. But what struck me was when we pressed to say, so tell me some of the stories about him, they found that more difficult. Mm. They knew he healed people, but I said, so let's think about particular stories of healing. And that was more of a challenge. They knew that he told parables, and they knew about some of the stories he told. But actually what the stories were, they found more difficult. So I think ensuring that we accumulate That collection of stories and sayings of Jesus is very important. The other thing to say is, of course, the New Testament is a collection of books, of documents. Four Gospels tell us the stories of Jesus. The letters of St. Paul and St. Peter and St. John, St. James, all of those are letters, different sorts of documents. And then the great vision of the revelation of St. John at the end, and the story of the Acts of the Apostles, all different types of documents.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I didn't ask you this question before, and so you don't know I'm going to ask it. But what's your favourite gospel? If someone was to really push you, and they're all unique and wonderful, but which is that, when it boils down to, what's your favourite gospel for the year of the New Testament?
For the year of the New Testament, I think the gospel which tells us stories in the most beautiful way is probably the Gospel of Luke. That's where the story of the prodigal son comes from.
Yeah.
That's where the story of the Good Samaritan comes from. That's where the stories of the birth of Jesus, the Annunciation to Mary, and those very important stories. That all comes from Luke.
And it all started with Mark, of course.
That may be so. But that's all going back into the analysis of who wrote which bits of the text. And I'm not sure I'd want people to be too worried about setting the timeline.
But St. John too gives a complex... So they're all gorgeous, but ultimately Luke is probably the gospel.
For the year of the New Testament, where we're looking at stories, that is really important. But then, of course, what I really want to look at is how the stories shape our worship and how the worship shapes the telling of the stories. So Luke is really important because Luke is the person who tells us the story of the road to Emmaus, and where in the breaking of the bread, they recognise Jesus. And that, of course, in church, in the Eucharist, is the context where the gospel comes alive, Jesus comes alive in the breaking of the bread.
Bishop Martin, thank you very much indeed, and let's hope for a great year of the New Testament.
Thank you.